For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I just returned from Seattle, Washington, where I attended the Exit Strategy from the War on Drugs conference, and among those in attendance was the former police chief of Seattle, Mr. Norm Stamper. You may recall him as a former guest on Cultural Baggage. He's the author of Breaking Rank, a Top Cop's Exposé on the Dark Side of American Policing. Following on the heels of the Exit Strategy Conference, this article by Norm Stamper was published in the Seattle Times. Legalized drugs, all of them. Sometimes people in law enforcement will hear it whispered that I'm a former cop who favors decriminalization of marijuana laws, and they'll approach me the way they might a traitor or a snitch. So let me set the record straight. Yes, I was a cop for 34 years. The last six of which I spent as chief of Seattle's police department, but no, I don't favor decriminalization. I favor legalization, and not just of pot, but of all drugs, including heroin, cocaine, meth, psychotropics, mushrooms, and LSD. Decriminalization, as my colleagues in the drug reform movement hasten to inform me, takes the crime out of using drugs, but continues to classify possession and use as a public offense punishable by fines. I've never understood why adults shouldn't enjoy the same right to use verboten drugs as they have to suck on a Marlboro or knock back a scotch and water. Prohibition of alcohol fell flat on its face. The prohibition of other drugs rests on an equally wobbly foundation. Not until we choose to frame responsible drug use, not an oxymoron in my dictionary, as a civil liberty will we be able to recognize the abuse of drugs, including alcohol, for what it is. A medical, not a criminal matter. As a cop, I bore witness to the multiple lunacies of the war on drugs, lasting far longer than in any other of our national conflicts. The drug war has been prosecuted with equal vigor by Republican and Democratic administrations, with one president after another, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, delivering sanctimonious sermons, squandering vast sums of taxpayer money, and cheerleading law enforcers from the safety of the sidelines. It's not a stretch to conclude that our draconian approach to drug use is the most injurious domestic policy since slavery. Want to cut back on prison overcrowding and save a bundle on the construction of new facilities? Open the doors. Let the nonviolent drug offenders go. End quote. I'm going to break up Norm's article. You'll hear the rest tomorrow. Norm Stamper is now a board member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Website leap.cc. I wonder how difficult it was for the first Mayan priest to call for the end of removing hearts as a sacrifice to the gods. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.